that you get on? Is it card or reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RP.
Hi, guys. Well, we're here, at Alamo Draft House, and I think
just watched it, chapter two.
I know you were a little indifferent of it. I personally liked it a lot.
I didn't see the first movie. I read the book. I didn't want to watch the movie.
It's a book guy, people.
He
reads.
I was on a big Stephen King kick for a while, so that was one of them I read, and the book was awesome. I didn't want to ruin it by watching the movie, so I didn't. But chapter two is not from the books, so I went ahead and watched it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would call it a horror movie, honestly.
Get me wrong. It is still a horror movie, but it's almost more of a thriller, a suspense movie.
I wasn't scared once.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, I think we've watched enough movies where we can kind of tell where the jump scares are going to be at. And the thing is, we kind of know where things are at or coming through us. But the thing is, if you're 20 or older or whatever, and you don't know these things.
It was very nostalgic.
I mean,
a lot
you
of
saw,
throwbacks
you,
and references.
Throwbacks and references. At the end, this won't give me spoilers, but there was a movie marquee says Nightmare on Elm Street 5.
Yeah.
And, this might be how Jason always returns or something like that.
So we're going to see Pennywise in space?
Yes. Pennywise in space.
Pennywise versus Jason?
Well, that would be kind of cool.
I would actually
watch
that.
Because, if you actually start going through the thing. Well, we're not going to spoil it.
Anyway.
But definitely come.
Great CGI.
Very CGI.
Had about the right amount of comedy. Over the top.
I did like the comedy.
The comedy fit where they put it.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Bill Hader is hilarious. So.
And he actually, his serious parts in there were really good too.
Yeah.
He's not just an SNL guy.
Yeah.
He's not one dimensional. He can actually act. He does a lot of voice acting.
And
too.
He also has a new show on HBO, which is really good. But don't take our opinion about that. Let's see what people thought about
it. Let's pull some of these guys in and ask them.
Hello. We're here with Andrew. He just came out of the movie It Chapter 2. What did you think about the movie?
I thought it was really good.
So what was your kind of... So I'm guessing you watched the first one.
I did watch the first one.
So do you think it was a good continuation of the first one?
I thought it was a good continuation of the first one. I thought they casted really well. All the characters look like the children characters as well.
And some really great casting too. Jessica Chastain and other really great. Mm-hmm. So let's say out of 10 balloons, how many balloons do you give this?
Let's give it a 10 balloon.
Ah, wow. 10 balloon out of 10. You heard it from here. And I'll probably hear from It Chapter 3. Probably not. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you at the movies.
All right, we're here with the guy who has the coolest name in the world. What's your name?
That's
my name.
God, there's two of them.
So we just came, you just watched It Chapter 2. What did you think?
I liked it. It's really good. It's really long, though, but time went by super fast.
This was one of the only rare times I actually had to go to the bathroom in between a movie, and I never do that.
Yeah,
so
that
it was
to me. I literally ran down the hall. I'm like, come on, time. Like, yeah. go.
I was like, okay, this looks like a boring movie. So as soon as I come back, everything's like changed. Like, uh-oh, what did I miss?
Yeah, that's what I was like.
That's why you never let them take your empty glass. You just refill it.
Well, you were talking about an empty Gatorade bottle, but that's not neither here nor there.
So out of 10 red balloons, how many would you give It Chapter 2?
Definitely 10.
Wow,
10,
another
that's two in a
10
row.
And 10.
Wow.
It was a good continuation of the first one. What did you think about it?
Oh, definitely made up for it.
And how did you like that a lot of the same cast from the first one came back to the second one?
It's great. Like, they not only do flashbacks, but they also go with new scenes and all that, so you get to see a lot of stuff that they didn't show originally in the first one.
Exactly. So, and I think they actually filmed a lot of that from the first one they carried over. So,
exactly.
Well, thank you again. We appreciate your review.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you get it?
All these balloons. They're like 99 Luftballons. Sorry. We're here with Devin. Devin, you just came out of the movie It Chapter Dose. What did you think?
Initial thoughts, I thought it was really funny. Like, there's a lot of humorous parts in it.
Oh, my God. That's what I thought. I was like, man, if it wasn't for, I'm not going to spoil it, but if it wasn't for the comedy relief from the one gentleman that was pretty comic relief, it was actually funny. It was a very good tension breaker.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you saw It Chapter 1.
Yeah, I saw the first one.
What do you think about the continuation of this one?
I thought the first one had a lot more scares. Like, it was a little bit scarier.
A lot more jump scares in the first one.
Yeah, a little creepier. But I like this one because, like, it was...
It was very CG heavy.
Yeah, it was. A little bit. I liked the other one because, like, it was more... You could tell, like, they did more practical effects, like, with the...
Bill Skarsgård, I guess, was one of the things, like, he can actually move his eye that way. Yeah. So always one eye will always look at the audience, which is creepy as hell, but it's something that they didn't have to CG. So out of 10 red balloons, how many red balloons do you give it?
9.5 red balloons.
9.5 red balloons?
It's our first sub 10.
Which is still...
That's still awesome.
That's still
a
pretty good day. Well, thank you so much, Devin. We'll see you next time at the movies.
Thank you. So they overwhelmingly,
the
lowest it got was a 9.5.
Yeah, well, then again, a lot of people also watched the first movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you didn't watch the first movie, a lot of it you really didn't get because the first movie had all the same cast, all the young cast, all the same ones, and it had a good new story with the original story. So everybody was like, oh man, okay, this is kind of the chapter two that I wanted. But I'm guessing we're not going to give any spoilers away. You need to really come and watch it. The only thing is, I'm guessing this probably won't be the last time that you've seen from Pennywise. It might not.
Well, it seems like they closed the chapter pretty well, but you know, if it makes enough money,
they're going to find a way to make it chapter 19, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think out of 10 balloons for you?
You know, like I said, having not seen the first one and only read the book for the first one, I liked it as a movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a horror movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't a horror movie. I wasn't scared at all.
Yeah.
I think you
like
nailed it when you
said
suspense thriller.
Suspense thriller, yeah.
Yeah, CGI effects were pretty good.
I mean, you're talking about it is a huge blockbuster movie, so they spared no expense, and you can really tell.
And Skarsgård, like I said, I didn't see the first one.
Yeah.
Watching it, Skarsgård is... I could see where he'd be terrifying in a horror movie.
I can see him being terrified in real person.
That voice. He's got that voice that just like, oh, man, if you were talking to me
I just wanted to take some napkins, wipe the drool off his face, you know. But,
yes.
But yeah, so, I mean, what do you think?
I got to agree with you. I give it at least 8.5, 9.
Yeah, I'm going to go about 8.
And I'm not a big horror movie guy.
Yeah, me neither. So I was sitting here like, I'm going to give it about an 8. As a good movie, as a continuation, really good. As a standalone, if you didn't watch the first one, you'd be a little lost. But because it kind of happened the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you know the story from the first one, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
I knew it from the book, and from what I understand, they stayed pretty close in the movie.
Besides that one scene from the first one, they wouldn't show that one. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, we want to thank a couple people. We're
don't
not gonna watch up there.
I'm not gonna look up
every time.
There
is no Alamo Draft House sign up now, but we do want to thank Alamo Draft House. They had the burger this time, huh?
I tried the Smokehouse Barbecue burger.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good.
I had the fish and chips and
Old Faithful.
And I actually got the extra. What was the popcorn?
Although we got the truffle popcorn.
The truffle popcorn, just licking the bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
The only problem with that is that's not bottom. Truffle's not bottomless.
Yeah, no, it's not.
But
it's not.
A pretty big bowl. I mean, both of us barely finished it. Barely.
Yeah.
Credits were rolling. We were still pulling up some kernels. So.
Exactly. We also want to thank the guy right behind the camera, Ray Rook Productions. Ah, look at that. And I think that's it from us, man. It was a fun romp. You need to really come watch it at the theaters because seeing Pennywise in a 25-foot frame is pretty terrifying.
Yeah, and Skarsgård, dude.
Good job, buddy.
I can't look at clowns anymore. I keep seeing him.
Can't wait to see all those Skarsgård Pennywise at Halloween.
Oh.
Well, I think that's it from us. My name is Patrick Whip. Talk nerdy to me.
I'm Troy, also talk nerdy to me.
We'll see you guys next at the movies.
Later, nerds.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl?